This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Well, these are the lovely sounds of the Isle of Wight, and welcome to the Visit Isle of Wight show today. We wish we could have the smells of the Isle of Wight, because Judith and I are very lucky. We've got in the studio with us today Natasha Edwards, who runs the Garlic Farm, which is one of the big beasts of tourism on the island. Welcome, Natasha.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. Thank you very much for coming in. We love coming to the Garlic Farm. There's so much to do there, and I think, first of all, can we just start by asking how long has the Garlic Farm actually been on the island?
Well, the Garlic Farm as it is today is relatively, it's always evolving, you see. So
yeah.
We've been running a farm shop on that location since 1999.
Yeah.
Although we've been growing garlic on the Isle of Wight for 4 decades now commercially. So we now have a farm shop and a restaurant, an education centre, a taste experience. We have farm tours, we have farm walks, we have garlic bread making workshops, all sorts of things that you can do when you come to the farm to entertain adults and children, taste and smell and touch and get involved in garlic in every way possible.
I know it is a sort of real full day out, isn't it? Because the food is magnificent. I think, you know, anybody who comes to the island should come to the Garlic Farm and have lunch or at least, you know, taste some of your produce, because it's all grown there, isn't it?
Well, yes, we grow Solent white garlic and a large crop of elephant garlic. We also make 60 plus products with garlic.
Yeah.
And when you come to the farm, we're really proud of having free entry, so you can come and access the site for free.
Exactly.
And also taste all of our products for free. So we have a big tasting room where we have all of our products out, including the garlic and the black garlic and the smoked garlic and the dressings and the chutneys.
Yeah.
And the sauces, and you can taste every one of them, and then if you like them, you can go in our shop and buy them.
Well, my favourite is the smoked garlic, which is just exquisite, and we use that a lot in casseroles and pasta dishes, and I would really recommend people, when they come to visit you, to get some of that delicious smoked garlic. But you do some really sort of off-piste things as well, don't you? We've tried garlic ice cream. Now, I understand that's back on the menu, is that right?
It is. We've just got our latest batch with a slightly new recipe, and I have to say, the taste test so far, our feedback is everyone's saying it's delicious. It's made with black garlic and a chocolate ice cream base.
Yeah.
And it's made by Mingellas, who are our local ice cream producers just down the road. Couldn't be more local, with local milk.
Mm-hmm.
Which is of the best quality Guernsey A1 milk, so that's really exciting. And black garlic is a very interesting product, because it's a long cooked, you know, there's nothing added to it. It's 6 weeks of a normal garlic bulb being in a low temperature oven.
Right.
Caramelizes the garlic completely.
I know, it's delicious, isn't it?
Black and sweet, and you can add it to things like ice cream, and it goes really well.
And the other thing that we've tried, and I'm not sure whether I like it or not, I do need to try a lot more, is garlic beer.
Yes, so we've also relatively recently changed the recipe for our garlic beer, which is now made with black garlic. It's also made on the farm by Yates Brewery.
Yeah.
And it's really a delicious hoppy flavour, but also with the undertones of black garlic. And the distinction there is that the black garlic, it means that you get a much subtler flavour of the garlic rather than it being really arresting. And the black garlic beer has been a massive success in the last year or so. People can't get enough of it.
Fantastic. But people don't have to sort of sit around when they come to the Garlic Farm, do they, and just do the tasting?
Yeah.
There are plenty of walks you've got around.
That's right. We're in a beautiful location. We're in the Arrowton Valley, and Mersley Farm is the farm where the Garlic Farm is. That's where I grew up, and it's still a family business, and family still live there. We've got 6 holiday cottages on site, so you know, can come and holiday at the Garlic Farm as well, in one of our converted barns. ones that are made into holiday cottages. And we have opened quite a large part of the farmland for farm walks. So you can wander off into the valley, beautiful views across the Arrowton Valley up to Ventnor Down, and really appreciate the countryside. And we're so happy to have people come and share that with us.
Fantastic. Now, I would sort of warn people that you're down a couple of very sort of narrow, roads. So don't come in a bus, I think, is the
No,
the
best we can't accept coaches at the farm. If you did want to come on in a larger vehicle, then we can make pre-arrangements for you. We've got a tractor trailer that can collect you from a different site and bring you up to the farm. Otherwise, it's absolutely fine for normal cars, and just have to have a bit of patience on the country roads. It's a beautiful access to the site, and we wouldn't want it any different. The hedgerows look so gorgeous at the moment.
And another great way of getting to you would be by a bike, because there's a wonderful cycle path that goes from Sandown to Cowes via Newport, and it's magnificent for cycling. And now with the Red Squirrel bikes, which are the electric bikes you can hire, you're just about a mile off it, aren't you?
That's right. So the cycle path crosses at the bottom of Newchurch, which is called Langbridge, and from there we are about a mile, a little less than a mile up the road. So it's an easy detour from the cycle path.
And another way is to obviously come in a Twizy, which we've featured before. And I noticed, because we came to your pop-up opera recently, and I wasn't able to park in a certain space because there's a Twizy recharge point, isn't
there? We've got a Twizy charge point, so if you're touring the island in a Twizy, please stop by and recharge with us while you have a cup of coffee or some lunch.
Fantastic.
We'd
love to see you. The website is thegarlicfarm.co.uk.
That's right.
We'll come back in just a minute, because you've got plenty of events coming up over the summer.
We have.
So, it's not just a case of coming to the Garlic Farm to have a look around and do a tasting. You've got some amazing things coming up. I've got a surprise for you now. It's a track all about garlic. It's by Silver Sun.
Great.
An indie band. Let's see what you think to it. Here we go. Silver Sun and garlic. And we must ask Natasha Edwards, who's with us here. Oh, have they gone? Yes, they've gone. Natasha, what did you think of that?
Well, I've never heard that before, but I think I'm going to be playing that to everyone at the Garlic Farm this afternoon. Yeah, it's hilarious.
I think it's going to be on endless loop, isn't it, in the Garlic Farm shop?
Yeah.
Anyway, Natasha, we're talking about the wonderful things you can do at the Garlic Farm, but there's some really special events coming up this summer.
That's right.
Can you tell us about those? I think the first one is on Saturday the 18th of June.
Yes, that's this Saturday. We've got the Midsummer Market.
Yeah.
So we have a number of Isle of Wight crafters who come, and they are setting up their own little stalls at the Garlic Farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's again free entry, so you can come and purchase. There's all sorts of things there. There's woodwork and needlework and cards and art and furniture, all sorts of things to look at. And we're also going to be running a barbecue throughout the afternoon, so
Fantastic.
It will be a really lovely fun event. Then we've got the Isle of Wight Producers Supper. That's on the 9th of July. We're really excited about this because we've got a very special menu put together, which is entirely from Isle of Wight produced foods.
And the great thing is, that's not difficult to do, because there's so many things produced on the Isle of Wight, like asparagus and tomatoes.
And beautiful crab and beautiful meats as well. So we're bringing together the best of the Isle of Wight produce. We're also bringing the Isle of Wight producers to the supper, and they are going to be talking to the guests about their produce, about what they do, and mingling with everyone there. So it's an opportunity to get up close to the producers and
there still
wonderful
a few,
food.
Are there still a few spaces available?
There are a few spaces available. I would recommend that you book early to avoid disappointment, because we don't have endless amounts of space in our restaurant. But if you'd like to have a ticket, then you can always go to our website. They're available from our website, or you can call us.
Perfect. Now, the big big event of the year is obviously this amazing garlic festival that's coming up in August.
That's right. So every August we have the Isle of Wight Garlic Festival. It's been going for over 30 years. It's a fantastic family event. So it runs on Saturday and Sunday on the 20th and 21st of August.
Yeah.
And there will be, as well as all of the our products and the garlic plats and the freshly harvested garlic crop from this season, at the theatre kitchen, they'll be doing cooking demonstrations, there'll be talks about garlic, there's also all sorts of family entertainment in the arena, all sorts of stalls all over the site, music, all sorts of food. It's a great, great day out.
Yeah, no, I think there are some lambs that sort of enter a race, aren't there?
That's right.
It's the Lamb National, is it called?
The Lamb National. There's also the Garlic Games, where kids can enter into all sorts of races themselves.
And a bit of a fun fair, I think.
There's a bit of a fun fair.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, that's not at the Garlic Farm, is it?
No, so that's at the Fighting Cocks Crossroads. It's just outside the New Church Village.
Yeah.
It attracts a big crowd, so there's usually up to about 20,000 people that come to the Garlic Festival over that weekend.
Wow.
But there's plenty of parking and easy access to that site. You can even reach it by bus. It's just on the Arrowton Road towards Sandown, so at the Fighting Cocks, right near the pub.
Brilliant. That's a great one. Mm. Now, I know you've got some outdoor cinema that's coming up.
Yes.
I'm going to leave that for a minute, because Judith's going to be talking about, there's loads of outdoor cinema on the island this summer. Judith's going to talk about that.
Great.
The final thing, Shakespeare, something very dear to our hearts. You're celebrating 400 years since Shakespeare died in September, I believe.
That's right. We've got a very special event. We've got a Shakespeare company called the Three Inch Fools,
right,
who are coming to perform alongside people having a beautiful medieval supper in our restaurant.
Yeah.
And they will be doing close-up performances of Shakespeare's best-loved sonnets and plays.
And
excerpts of his works, and I think it's going to be a really fun evening. So again, if you'd like to buy tickets for that, they're available via our website.
Brilliant. Well, Natasha, thanks very much for coming in. The Garlic Farm is a truly wonderful place. The website is thegarlicfarm.co.uk, and best of luck with all the events over the summer.
Thank you very much.
We hope to be at some of them.
Thanks
very much. Here's Michael Jackson and Farewell My Summer Love.
Social and get in touch. It's /Vectis Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
That was the Monkees, and You Bring the Summer. Now, there's something that you can do in the summer which you can't do at other times of the year on the Isle of Wight, and that is go to an outdoor cinema, because it's become a very, very popular thing to do here.
Oh, it has, James. That marvellous outfit, the Extraordinary Travelling Film Show, is back for its third season this summer. And they're going to be here on the Isle of Wight with a film, I can promise you, for absolutely everyone. Not only are they showing great films, but they're showing great films in great locations. Now, the season kicks off on Saturday, the 2nd of July, with a screening of Spectre, the latest James Bond film.
Oh, yeah, we enjoyed that.
I enjoyed that.
A little long, but it was good nonetheless.
I thought it's really exciting, as usual, for James Bond films. And that's going to be on at Eastdean in Bonchurch. And the season runs right through until Saturday, the 27th of August, with a screening of Quadrophenia at Ventnor Botanical Gardens. And there are loads of great films in between, including one I'd really like to see, James, which is Dad's Army.
We haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen that, and I loved the television series.
Yeah.
Now, that's on Saturday, the 23rd of July, in the lovely National Trust Gardens at Motterston Manor.
Yes.
Over in Motterston on the West Whites. We've just been talking to Natasha Edwards from the Garlic Farm, and they've got lots of exciting events coming up.
Mm.
But in addition to the events we discussed with Natasha, James, there are two outdoor screenings there as well. And the first of those will be on Friday, the 29th of July, which is the classic vampire film, The Lost Boys.
Yeah, there's a bit of a tie-up there between the garlic and the vampires.
Absolutely, very clever link-up. And that's got one of my favourite actors in it, Kiefer Sutherland. And if you can't make the Friday, well, on Saturday the 30th of July, you can go and see Labyrinth at the Garlic Farm with David Bowie as the Goblin King.
Sounds brilliant.
Lots more films, James. Have I got time to mention any
more? Yeah, go on, go on.
Well, there's Star Wars, The Force Awakens on Saturday the 5th of August at Carisbrook Castle.
Yep.
And one of your favourites is coming up on Friday the 12th of August at Ventnor Park, and that's The Great Budapest Hotel.
Yeah, oh, that is a brilliant, brilliant film.
Great film by Wes Anderson, starring the incomparable Ralph Fiennes. Well, that's not all the films, folks, but I think that's probably all I've got time to mention now. If you'd like to check out the full programme and or book tickets, then please go to www.travellingfilmshow.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, stick with us. It's James and Judy here on Vectis Radio. And remember, when you're on the Isle of Wight, do listen to Vectis Radio. It's www.vectisradio.com. And soon we'll be getting an FM license as well, so you'll be able to listen to us all around the island. But at the moment, you can listen to us globally. And don't forget, there is a Vectis Radio app. Just go to the App Store, plug in Vectis Radio, and you can listen to us wherever you are on your smartphone or your iPad. Here's Stereo Palmer. It's Cardavez. Stereo Palmer and Cardavez. That was the Malibu Breeze remix, and what a great track that is, getting us ready for a fabulous summer. Now, if you're interested in sailing, or if you just like watching the yachts go by, you're in for a real treat on the Isle of Wight this year, because the Festival of the Sea is going to take place between the 18th of June and Sunday the 3rd of July, and there's a really, really special time where something new is happening. Between the 22nd and the 26th of June, it's the Solitaire Bompard Le Figaro, which is one of the world's leading solo sailing races, and for the first time it's being hosted here on the Isle of Wight, and we're really lucky because we should be getting hundreds, literally hundreds, of solo boats as part of this race coming into Cowes. By the time they actually get here on the 22nd of June, these brave men and women who are racing across the Atlantic or around parts of the Atlantic up in this neck of the woods will have done 510 miles solo, and they'll have another 1,000 miles left to sail. But don't worry, you don't need to get out there with them. You can have a wonderful time in the race village in Cowes between the 22nd of June and Sunday the 26th of June, which is when leg two actually starts, and you can cheer them out. It's going to be amazing for kids, actually, because there's going to be a Victorian fun fire, there's going to be a climbing wall, skateboarding taster sessions. In fact, you know, the whole of Cowes is going to be absolutely alive, and there's going to be a family fun centre with the Isle of Wight Zoo there. You can dress up as pirates, you can do all sorts of things, there's face painting and feather fun, so something for all the family there. And to cap it off, if that wasn't enough excitement, you are going to, if you're here on Saturday the 27th of June, just after that, you are going to see the Round the Island race. And this is one of the highlights in the calendar of the Isle of Wight, because it is so magnificent. You see over 1,600 boats and around 16,000 sailors just going around the Isle of Wight. You can spend a whole lovely day on the beach anywhere on the Isle of Wight and watch these boats go by. We normally do it over at Sandown in deck chairs with a large plate of fish and chips on our laps. How about that?
Absolutely fantastic. And don't forget the PIMS.
Yeah, and don't forget, all of those are completely free. Here's the Beach Boys and Good Vibrations.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way this...
Well, it's James and Judy here with the Visit Isle of Wight show. That was the Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. There's some rather bad vibrations coming from the other side of the desk here in the studio, because I got the date wrong. I'm terribly sorry for the Round the Island race. It's actually going to be the 2nd of July. So that's the 2nd of July. Don't go too early and miss it. Now, Judy, You don't have to want to even look at yachts if you come into the Isle of Wight. If you want to look at gardens, there's plenty to look at too.
Oh, absolutely, James. I mean, it's not for nothing that the Isle of Wight is known as the Garden Isle.
That's true.
There's all the amazing, beautiful natural scenery to enjoy, but also lots of lovely gardens too. You can visit while you're on your holidays here. And the one I'd like to talk about this afternoon is the National Trust Garden at Mottiston Manor.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful because we've just been there.
Absolutely amazing.
Looking
stunning.
And I have
to say, yeah, it's looking fantastic, better than ever. Now, these are the gardens that surround a lovely Elizabethan manor house over at Mottiston on the West Wight. The gardens themselves, though, have been developed in a 20th century style. Completely magical and full of surprises. There's been a lot of planting too, with the Mediterranean climate that we have here in mind, the warmer summers and the drier weather, to make sure that the plants that they have are very, very suitable to this very, very beautiful spot. It's a very beautiful sheltered valley over there at Mottiston Manor. If you visit the gardens, you'll have a fantastic day out. You'll find shrub filled banks, hidden pathways, colourful herbaceous borders, the experiment that I mentioned with the Mediterranean style of gardening.
Yeah, that's worked really, really well, actually, because we're looking for our own borders to put things in. And they've got some really sort of lovely maintenance-free borders with cord lines that go really, really well here on the island. And they look amazing. There's a maze as well, talking about amazing.
Yep, there's a maze as well. And just back to the cord lines for a moment. They've got a fantastic selection, haven't they, James?
Yeah.
Beautiful colours. I didn't realise there was such a rainbow of colours in the cord line family. They've also got a young olive grove, again, Mediterranean planting there. There's a very, very beautiful organic kitchen garden, and something that I really, really love.
There the cheese scones?
How did you know?
Was it?
I was just going to say that there's a traditional tea garden.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. So you can sit down, enjoy a cup of tea and a lovely piece of homemade cake after you've had a good look round. And there's something very, very interesting in the tea gardens as well.
Yeah.
There's a very famous architect, 20th century architect, called John Seeley. And he, in fact, was a member of the family that owns Mottiston Manor. And he was, in fact, the second Lord Mottiston. He was a famous architect and set up an architectural practice with a fellow architect called Paul Paget. And they used to like to come down to the Isle of Wight in the summer as a little holiday, a little retreat, but also as somewhere where they could work quietly and without disturbance on their architectural drawings. And they built for themselves something called the Shack, which is a unique cabin retreat that they designed in the 1920s. And it's just perfect, isn't it, James? It's got two architects' drawing boards in it, so that they each had a workspace. It has a little sitting area around its very beautiful sort of Art Deco looking fireplace. There's a marvellous, very compact kitchen, and there is sleeping accommodation as well, and a very nice looking bathroom, it has to be said. It's sort of a cross, I would say, between a caravan, and also there's something rather nautical about the interior fittings as well, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it has to be architect designed. You go in there and you think, wow, it's amazing. Everything is in just the right place. And if you want to find out more about Mottiston Manor Gardens, go to visitisleofwight.co.uk or the National Trust website.
Absolutely, that's www.nationaltrust.org.uk.
Brilliant.
This is Vectis Radio for Visit Isle of Wight. This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
Labyrinth. Let the sun shine. And of course, the sun always shines here on the glorious Isle of Wight. Now, if you're over for Le Bon Pas Solitaire, please do remember there are plenty of other things to do as well as look at the boats, because on the 26th of June, which is a Sunday, there's going to be the Royal Isle of Wight County Show, and that's a wonderful fixture in everybody's calendar. There is actually a county showground specifically for this, and that's in Northwood, just outside Cowes, and it's it's billed as the show where cattle, sheep, pigs and poultry come first.
Which is marvellous.
Yeah, exactly. There's a great poultry show. There are falconry displays, equine classes, show jumping, gun dogs on display. So, you know, if you're into farms and farming, it's a lovely place to go. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention, you know, if you think you can't spend 4 days just looking at boats. So do remember to go to that. It's at the Isle of Wight County Showground at Northwood. That's all we've got time for on today's Visit Isle of Wight show. It's been wonderful having you listen to us, and we do hope you're going to come to the Isle of Wight very soon. We've got some wonderful things for you to see here, and as I said, the sunshine is always with us. Here is Dodgy, staying out for the summer, 95, and until next time, it's goodbye from Judith.
Bye, thanks for your company.
And goodbye from me, James.
The Visit Isle of Wight show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today. www.vectisradio.com.